This is a reading of The Portal of Initiation, first of the four mystery dramas of Rudolf Steiner. This is a synopsis of Scene 7, The Spirit World. This scene in which Maria converses with the three soul forces has been treated in its cosmic aspect by Rudolf Steiner in his lectures on the secrets of the biblical story of creation, which followed the first performance of The Portal of Initiation in Munich, August 1910. He refers also to the part which Theodora plays in The Spirit World, when her seership reveals past events. An early incarnation of Maria as an apostle of Christianity of the Hibernian mysteries. At the end of the scene, Benedictus speaks again mantric words, which in their essence lead to the Sun Temple. Scene 11. The end of the synopsis. Scene 7. The realm of spirit. Maria, Philea, Astrid, Luna, the child, Johannes, first at a distance, then coming nearer, Theodora, and lastly Benedictus. Maria. You, my sisters, at this hour be once again my helpers, as you have often been before, that I may make world ether resound within itself. It shall ring out in harmony, and ringing permeate a soul with knowledge. I can behold the signs that lead us to our task. So shall your work unite itself with mine. Johannes, in his striving, shall, through creative deeds of ours, be raised to true existence. The brothers in the temple held counsel how they could lead him out of the depths to light-filled heights, and they expect of us that we arouse within his soul the strength for soaring flight. And so, my Philea, breathe in clear essence of the light from wide-flung spaces. Be filled with tones enticing from soul's creative power, that you can hand to me the gifts you gather from spirit grounds. Then I can weave them into the stirring dances of the spheres. And you too, Astrid, beloved mirror image of my spirit, create the power of darkness in streaming light, that colors may shine forth. Bring harmony to tonal being, so that world substance weaving can live and sound. I can entrust then spirit feeling to seeking human senses. And you, O sturdy Luna, you are as firm within as is the living heart that grows within the tree. Join with your sister's gifts the image of your own uniqueness, that certainty of knowledge be granted to the seeker. Philea, I will imbue myself with clearest essence of the light from worldwide spaces. I will breathe in sound substance, life-bestowing from far ethereal regions, that you, beloved sister, with your work may reach your goal. Astrid, and I will weave into the radiant light the clouding darkness. I will condense the life of sound, that glistening it may ring, and ringing it may glisten, that you, beloved sister, may guide the rays of soul. Luna, I will enwarm soul substance, and will make firm life ether. They shall condense themselves, they shall perceive themselves, and in themselves residing, guard their creative forces, that you, beloved sister, within the seeking soul, may quicken certainty of knowledge. Maria, from Philea's horizons shall stream forth joyfulness. The undine's power of ever-changefulness shall rouse a sensitivity of soul, that the awakened one can then experience the world's delight, the world's despair. From Astrid's weaving shall spring forth love's desire. The airy life of sylphs shall stir up in the soul the urge for sacrifice, that he, the consecrated one, revive and quicken those who are sorrow-laden, those who are joy-entreating. From Luna's strength shall stream forth firmness. The power of fire beings can actively create soul certainty, so that the knowing one can find himself in soul life weaving, in world life breathing. Philea, I will entreat the spirits of the worlds, that they with light of being enchant soul feeling, that they with tone of words charm spirit hearing, that he whom we must waken may rise upon soul paths to heavenly heights. Astrid, I will guide streams of love that fill the world with warmth into the heart of him, the consecrated one, that he can bring the grace of heaven to earthly work and mood of consecration to sons of men. Luna, I will from primal powers beseech both strength and courage, and will embed them deep within the seeker's heart, that confidence in his own self may be with him throughout his life. He shall then feel himself secure within himself, and he shall pluck each moment's ripened fruit to draw from them their seeds for all eternity. Maria, with you, my sisters, united for this earnest work, I shall succeed in what I long to do. There penetrates the cry of him who's been so sorely tested into our world of light. Johannes appears. Johannes, Maria, it is you. My suffering, then, has brought abundant fruit. It has now freed me from the phantom being that I had formed from out myself and that has held me prisoner. I could attain to you on paths of soul, and this I owe to pain. Maria, what was the way that brought you here? Johannes, I felt myself released from bonds of sense. My gaze was freed from all the limits imposed upon it by the moment. I could see other things within our human life than what a single instant can show within the narrowest circle. Capacius, whom my senses' sight has brought before me aged in years, the spirit showed to me as young, when, full of hopeful dreams, the youth set out upon life's journey that was to bring him constantly a faithful throng of hearers. And Strader, who is still quite young in earthly life and hardly has outgrown the cloister, I saw as he might be if he should follow out his aims as he's conceived them until now. And only those who are already filled with spirit, as they are on earth, appeared unchanged in spirit realms. Both Felix and Felicia had kept their earthly forms when I beheld them with my spirit eyes. And then the brothers in the temple showed me their favor in speaking of the gifts that will be mine if once I can attain to lofty heights of knowledge. And much more have I seen with my new spirit vision, which in their narrow way the senses first had shown me. The light of true discernment shone forth in my new world. But whether it was dream that dawned in me or spirit's true reality, I could not yet distinguish. And whether spirit sight had come in touch with other things, or whether I had merely widened myself into a world, I could not tell. Then you yourself appeared, not as you are at present, nor as the past has seen you. No, I beheld you as eternally you stand in spirit. Not earthly was your being. I clearly recognized the spirit in your soul. It did not act as does a human being within a sentient body. It acted as a spirit who gives existence to those deeds that have their roots within eternity. And only now that I can stand before you in the spirit does full light shine for me. In you my sense perception had grasped so firmly true reality that I am certain here in spirit land as well. It is no phantom form before me. It is the very truth of being, in which I there encountered you, in which I now may meet you here. Theodora, I am impelled to speak. Out of your brow, Maria, springs forth a shining light. The shine now shapes itself. It takes on human form. It is a man imbued with spirit, and other human beings gather round him. I look into long-vanished times. The holy man whose form ascended from your head lets stream from out his eyes the purest calm of soul, and tenderness gleams forth out of his noble features. Before him I perceive a woman who listens with devotion to the words which issue from his lips. I hear the words, and so they sound, "You have looked up in reverence unto your gods." I love these gods as you love them yourselves. They have poured strength into your hearts. They planted courage in your hearts. Yet of these gifts they bring a higher spirit. Yet of these gifts they bring a higher spirit is the source. I can behold how what he says awakens fury in these people. I hear their shouts, "O kill him, for he will rob us of the gifts the gods have brought us." But still the man speaks calmly on. He tells about the God descending to the earth as man, who thus has conquered death. He speaks of Christ. And as he goes on speaking, their souls grow gentler. One heathen heart alone resists and swears a vengeance on the man. I recognize this heart. It beats again within that child who nestles at your side. To him there speaks the messenger of Christ. Your destiny does not allow that you come near me in this life. Yet I shall wait in patience. Your path will lead you to me in the end. The woman standing there before him falls at his feet. She feels herself transformed. A soul is praying to the Son of Man. A heart is given in love to the messenger of God. Johannes falls to his knees before Maria. Maria, Johannes, what is dawning in you, you must awaken to full consciousness. Remembrance at this moment freed itself from fetters of the senses. You were aware of me, and you have felt yourself as we were joined in earlier life on earth. The woman whom the seeress spoke about was you yourself. You lay thus at my feet when long ago, as messenger of Christ, I journeyed to your tribe. What in Hibernia's holy places was once disclosed to me about the God who dwelt within a human being and was the victor over powers of death, I was allowed to bring to peoples in whom were still alive those souls who offered mighty Odin their joyful sacrifice and had to think of Baldur, the radiant one, with sorrow. When first your earthly eyes beheld me in this present life, the power which grew within you was with the message that I brought. That power drew you to me. Because it worked so strongly, yet was unconscious in us both, it had to weave into our lives the suffering that we struggled through. But in the suffering itself there lay the power to lead us into spirit realms, where we now truly know each other. Your pain increased to overflowing through presence of so many people. With them you are united through strength of destiny, and so the revelation of their beings could shake your heart so deeply. Karma has gathered them about you now to wake in you a power that helped your life progress. This power has so shaken you that you were liberated from the body and could ascend to spirit worlds. Since you stand closest to my soul and have kept faith to me through all your pain, it therefore is my lot to bring to its completion the consecration, blessing you with spirit light. The brothers who do service in the temple have wakened you to spirit sight. Yet you can only know this vision to be true if in the spirit lands you find again someone with whom in worlds of sense you are already bound in deepest being. In order that this one may meet you here, the brothers sent me on before you. It was the hardest of your trials when I was summoned here. I asked our leader, Benedictus, to solve for me the riddle of my life, which seemed to me so cruel. And blissfulness streamed forth out of his words when he revealed his mission and my own. He told me of the spirit to whose service the power within me should be dedicated. And at his words the purest spirit light, within an instant, had flooded all my soul, and had transformed all sorrow into blissful joy. And one thought only filled my soul. He gave me light, yes, light that granted me the power of sight. In this thought lived the will to give myself completely to the Spirit, and thus prepare the sacrificial deed that might then bring me near to Him. This thought had greatest power. It gave wings to my soul and carried me into this realm where you have found me. And at the moment when I felt myself set free from senses of the body, I could direct my spirit gaze toward you. I had before me not Johannes only. I saw the woman who had followed me in ancient times, and who had joined her fate so closely then with mine. Thus spirit truth was given me through you, who in the sense world are already so closely linked with me in deepest being. I had attained to certainty of spirit, and was empowered to give it on to you. To Benedictus, sending forth a ray of highest love, I went before you, and he has given you the strength to follow me in spirit spheres. Benedictus appears. Benedictus, you here have found yourselves in regions of the spirit, and so I may once more be at your side. I could confer on you the force that urged you onward to these heights, yet I myself could not accompany you. Thus wills the law which I must follow. You had first, through yourselves, to gain the eye of spirit, which makes me visible here too for you. The path of spirit pilgrimage for you has just begun. You will face sense existence with fresh, strong forces, and with the spirit now unlocked to you, you can serve human progress. You have been joined by destiny together to unfold the powers which are to serve the good in active work. And while you journey on the path of soul, wisdom itself will teach you that highest goals can be achieved when souls will give each other spirit certainty, will join themselves in faithfulness for healing of the world. The Spirit's guidance has united you in knowledge, so now unite yourselves for spirit work. The rulers of this realm bestow on you through me these words of strength. Light's weaving essence radiates from man to man to fill the world with truth. Love's blessing gives it warmth. Love's blessing gives its warmth to souls through souls, to work and weave the bliss of all the worlds. And messengers of spirit join men's works of blessing with purposes of worlds. And when the man who finds himself in man can join one with the other, the light of spirit radiates through warmth of soul. Curtain, the end of scene 7.